Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast.
With Keith.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dort Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, and once again, joining me is Ryan Davey. Hello!
Back up in that ass. What's going on?
Let's get on to the topic du jour. That would be 30 best Nintendo games. And some of you probably get that. Others are probably like, why the hell did you land on 30? Well, the Nintendo announced that they're going to be releasing a mini Nintendo, which we briefly mentioned on a previous podcast. It'll be available November 11th of this year, so just in time for everybody to pick it up for the holidays. And it's going to be loaded with 30 games. And Nintendo already picked the 30 games. There's going to be no add-ons, no downloadable content. You can't play old cartridges, whatever else. So it's $60, comes with a controller, plugs in with a USB into the old TV. And again, 30 games, which they picked. And for, you know, jumping right out, it's a good 30 games. Like, there's no doubt the 30 games are solid, but we can do better. We can come up with 30 better games. So this is going to be the hashtag dork 30 best Nintendo games.
Yep.
I say we start off. Let's go over the list. The list is in front of us. Some people have already seen it. And if you haven't, that's fine. We're going to go over each game. And I say we do a quick pass, and it's either like a definite yes, and I'll add it to the 30, a definite no, and I'll delete it, or maybe we can revisit it.
Let's do it.
Good? All right, so number one game in alphabetical order is Balloon Fight.
No.
I'm out on Balloon Fight.
I'm out.
Next game, Bubble Bobble.
I'm in.
In. You know what? I'm going to give it an in because my wife does not like video games. She loves Bubble Bobble. It's her favorite game.
And that, you need a game for people. I feel like you hit the nail right on the head. Bubble Bobble is a game for people who don't typically like video games, but they like that game for some reason.
And there's a lot of good one-player games on here. This is one where you can actually, you know, you plug in the second controller and you can really get after it there with the second.
Yes.
So, all right, we're both in, so I'm adding that to the list. Castlevania.
In.
I am also in, and I'm literally writing these, so let me hold on. So, yeah. Next game, Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest.
Out.
I'm going to put a maybe on it.
Okay.
I'm putting a maybe.
We can debate that one.
I don't
pros and cons on that one.
I don't want to completely get rid of it. Donkey Kong.
Out.
Yeah, I'm out on Donkey Kong. No thanks. Donkey Kong Jr.
Out.
Wow. So no Donkey Kong. Yeah, I wouldn't play it. Who am I saying? What am I kidding? Next one. Double Dragon 2, The Revenge.
Way in.
Yeah, oh yeah. That is... We are way in there is right. That one's in. Dr. Mario.
Out, but for a reason.
What's the reason?
Keep going. But that's out. I'll pull that out.
I'm taking it out. What's your reason?
Are we going to get to it now? My reason is I would take Dr. Mario out and put Tetris in.
Got it. Okay. All right. So that's right. Okay. So we have three in right now, and we're going through the list. They also have Excitebike.
In. Way in.
In on Excitebike. All right. Yeah, I'll put it in. Excitebike. All right. Final Fantasy.
In.
Yeah, I guess we kind of have to. I was not a big Final Fantasy.
You have to.
No, I know. You can't have a list without it. What about Galaga?
Yeah. Out.
Yeah, I'm out on Galaga as well. Well, Ghosts and Goblins, which I don't think I ever played.
I played, and I'm gonna say I'm in only for the hardcore people because that is one of the hardest games I have ever played.
All right. I don't know it enough, so I'm going to tag it with a maybe because I don't want to get to
that's the one where you're the little knight and he runs around and you hit him once and his armor pops off.
You're a knight and you run around with little armor?
Yeah, you have armor.
Isn't
and
that Zelda?
Throws like the javelin.
Throws a javelin? No, I don't know that one. I'm going to put a maybe
on
it.
Yes, you do.
I don't. What about Gradius? What is this?
I'm going to put that in there only because that's one of those games. It's like, have you ever played Gradius before? Gradius?
No, I haven't.
You ever played that game?
No.
It's one of those games where you're like the spaceship and you're going like left to right and you move up and down and all around and you can shoot and stuff.
Oh.
I think that's the best game of that kind that I've played.
Okay.
And I think you need that for the list.
All right, I'm putting that maybe because, again, just like Ghosts and Goblins, I don't want to put it in yet because we only have we only have 30 spots. The next one is Ice Climber.
Out.
I'm out on Ice Climber as well. Next one is Kid Icarus.
In.
I am in on Kid Icarus. The next one is Kirby's Adventure.
I'm in on that.
Really?
Yep.
You're a Kirby's Adventure guy.
No, I'm not, but a lot of people are, and I feel like you have to. I would never play it personally, but I think that's one of those games. That was a franchise, and Kirby appears in like every Nintendo game, every Smash Brothers, so you have to kind of put that in there. He's a big guy for Nintendo.
All right, I'll put Kirby in. Mario Brothers.
I mean, Super Mario Brothers or Mario Brothers?
Mario Brothers.
Oh.
Me too. Thank you. Some people like it. It's not very good. This next one's an obvious one. It's probably, we already said on our, actually, this is a good time to plug an old episode. It's in the 20s if you check the archives. Davey and I did best video games by console. So we didn't get, you know, 30 deep, but we did probably the top five in every single console. So this one I know is an obvious in, but that'd be Mega Man 2.
Way in. I mean, that's the best game, probably, arguably the best game made for this console.
Correct. What about Metroid?
Yes, you have to have Metroid.
All right, Metroid is in. Ninja Gaiden.
My personal favorite. My personal favorite game on the NES.
You like it more than Mega Man 2?
I would say like 1A, 1B.
All right, so Ninja Gaiden's in. Pac-Man.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't even think of Pac-Man as a Nintendo game.
And that's why I didn't go with Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr.,
yeah,
and Galaga, because those are all like Atari games. Like, I would never associate those with Nintendo.
Right, definitely.
You know what I mean?
I do. I know exactly what you mean. Now, it must be for copyright issues or whatever their problem is, but the mini NES is going to have Punch-Out featuring Mr. Dream and not Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
Not Mike Tyson, which is, it's fine. It's the same game, except you fight Mr. Dream, because it's the Dream fight, so you fight Mr. Dream at the end instead of Mike Tyson. I'm a little bitter about it, but you can't not have this game on this console.
So what I'm going to do, because it's our list and we don't have any copyright issues, we're going to just put Mike Tyson's version in. So that's how we're going to solve that.
Yeah, we'll put the Mike Tyson's. That's what we've landed on. Mike Tyson's version is in.
That's it. The next one that they have is Star Tropics.
Never heard of it. Out.
I'm out on Star Tropics. The one after that is Super C.
Yes, I'm in on that.
What's Super C?
That's Contra.
Oh, that's Contra?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know about this.
Super C, yeah. It's the sequel to Contra, but it's, you know, co-op shooter and stuff. It's Contra, basically.
Yeah, no
shit. I would take that out and put Contra in.
Yeah, let's do that then. Oh, yeah, Super C is Super Contra. And in Europe and Australia, it's known as Pro Bectator 2, Return of the Evil Forces.
Okay.
So that's pretty good. All right, so let's just add Contra to it. Bang. After that, we have Super Mario Brothers 1 in Super Mario.
Oh, yeah, I mean all three of these are in.
Super Mario 2 is in. Super Mario, I think
I would take 2 out.
I'm not. No way. Sorry, I just screamed into the thing. I'm going to have to edit that out. I just screamed. No, I was just about to say, I think Mario 2 might be the most over or underrated game because people just kind of dump on it because it's so different than 1 and 3. And it
wasn't even supposed to be a Mario game?
Correct. It was not.
Yeah.
It's a crazy, weird dream game. You know, Princess can fly. Luigi's got weird, crazy legs. There's all kinds of nuts levels.
He's got the bicycle legs. Yeah.
But he's,
my man, Toad.
Yeah, Toad's in there.
He's up real fast.
He's fighting the, like, a Cerberus and like a three-headed snake and everything else. Like, it's nuts, but I like it, so it's definitely in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now they put Tecmo Bowl in.
Yeah.
I say we go Tecmo Super Bowl, or do you want them both?
I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree with you.
Okay. So we'll go Tecmo Super Bowl. Legend of Zelda.
In.
Legend of Zelda's in. Zelda 2: The Adventure of Link.
Maybe. I'm going to give that a maybe.
All right, so by my count, we have 17 that we've committed to, which is nice. That gives us 13 more to put in. A real quick rundown of the ones that are officially in. Bubble Bobble, Castlevania, Double Dragon 2, Excitebike, Final Fantasy, Kid Icarus, Kirby's Adventure, Mega Man 2, Metroid, Ninja Gaiden, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, Contra, Mario 1, 2, and 3, Tecmo Super Bowl, and Legend of Zelda. So that's 17.
So that's a little over half, so that's good.
Yep. That's great.
I think we're excited about just over half of them.
And we may even get more because right now we have Castlevania 2 as a maybe, Ghosts and Goblins as a maybe, and Gradius as a maybe.
Yep.
So we could get up to 20. So what games weren't even on that list that you feel like have to be definitely in?
Ice hockey.
So let me ask
Where's
you this.
Ice hockey?
Let me ask you this. Do you want Ice Hockey, Blades of Steel, or both?
If I had to pick, I would go with Ice Hockey.
All right. Well, you're the hockey player, so we'll put Ice Hockey.
I'll tell you why. I like being able to pick my own players. You know, I like going with two skinny guys, a medium guy, and a fat guy.
You gotta have
just my play style.
Yep, you gotta have a fat, but I also think you can fight in Blades of Steel.
You can, but the only thing I'm gonna and the shootouts, the penalty shots,
yep,
are unbelievable in Blades of Steel. But I think what I hate about Blades of Steel is the makes the pass. You know, like every time you pass the puck.
True.
Drives me crazy.
But I do like this. The winner of the fight stays in the game. The loser of the fight goes to the penalty box.
Which is the way it should be.
Which is absolutely the way it should be. So,
yeah.
All right, we can round back to Blades of Steel, but I put Ice Hockey on the board. The next one that I would recommend wholeheartedly to be in the game, or to be in the system, is Jaws.
Oh.
Remember Jaws? Jaws is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm putting it in.
Jaws is great.
I'm putting Jaws in.
That was one of those games, as an 8-year-old, I could not figure out for the life of me what I was supposed to do in that game.
Well, you'd get to the... Well, especially... Yeah, there was a time where you had a hard time with it, and then you'd pass a certain point, and then you would finally see Jaws, and you were just like, what am I supposed to do? And then once you find out that you just need to, like, harpoon the guy when he jumps up, you're like, oh, this is much easier. This is a lot easier than I thought.
Like, I couldn't figure it out, and I remember the first time seeing Jaws and being like, oh shit.
Yeah,
like,
he's huge.
I panicked because I was like, I'm gonna die. And sure enough, I did.
He's so big, and you're just cruising around going stop to stop, and you realize you have to go like port to port. You can get trapped in like the shallow water, and then you're really effed, and then you go, there's like mini Jaws, and then when you see the mini Jaws, you're like, that means the Big Mama's on the way. So
exactly.
I'm all in on Jaws.
All right. I'm gonna add one to this list that I am appalled. Actually, I'm offended that this game isn't on the list.
Oh, no.
This was, I remember, one of the first Nintendo games I played, and I was like, this game just kicks ass. And for some reason, it's not on the little console. You ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
Where is Kung Fu?
Kung Fu? Yeah, not on there.
Am I right? Like, where is Kung Fu?
That Kung Fu is good.
Amazing.
Yeah. Kung Fu was good. All right. So I'll put that on there.
Would you put that on there?
Yeah, I think if I was doing just a... Yeah, probably. It wasn't my favorite, but it would probably be in the late 20s.
And the other thing, too, it's a Nintendo game.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, where's your head at?
No, I know. I'm trying to find another game that I like. All right, so wait. What are we up to now? We're up to 20 games?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, this one... Where would you be on, what was the name of the game? TNC Surf?
TNC Surf Company.
Yeah.
That game was the ball.
Do you want to put that in?
I don't know, because the skateboarding was really fun, but I remember the surfing being really hard.
It was impossible, and that little asshole would dive into the water, and it was a whole problem. All right, let's put that to the side, because I have another one that I have to put in. Now, there has to be one baseball game, and I know most people would say RBI baseball, but for me, it's Little League Baseball.
Was that on the console?
Yes, Little League Baseball is on the console. It was the greatest game, maybe the greatest sports game. Well, that's not true because Tecmo Bowl, but it was amazing. I played so many hours of this game that teams from all over the world, it was similar. You had, you know, normal skinny guys, you had short guys, and you had fat guys. Most of the fat guys could sock dingers. Most of the tall guys were your good pitchers. They all came up to plate with a skill 1 through 5. That's all it gave you, that how good they were.
Yeah.
And then you could change your lineups. There was like, you know, half the teams were from America, the other half were from all over. I would use the Mexican team all the time. They had a couple. They had Juan would lead off, and that guy was fast as all get out. It would steal bases with Juan. Pablo would, or Paco would smack dingers. Benito, Raul was on the team. Ernie, I don't know where
Raul,
Ernie came from.
You got to have Raul.
Raul was good. Pedro was a nice player. Ramon was my pitcher. Canada was really good. So I'm using one of my calls here. I'm putting Little League Baseball.
Okay, and if I had to put a baseball game on the list, I would switch it up a little bit, and I wouldn't go RBI baseball. I would go with Bases Loaded. Was my favorite.
Oh, Bases Loaded was good. I think there's room for two because that's a pro game. So let's put Bases Loaded on there. Fair enough.
I say we put that in one slot, though. That's like my baseball pick, your baseball pick, so we don't waste a spot. But if I had to put a baseball game, I would put Bases Loaded.
Okay. All right. I'll do that. So that takes up a spot.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned Tetris before.
Yes. I would take Dr. Mario out and put Tetris in.
So Tetris, to me, more of a Game Boy game. But you want to see it on the little Nintendo?
I had it on the console.
What about this?
On the console.
What if I, instead of Tetris, what if we put Arkanoid on?
You know how I feel about Arkanoid, and I'm very upset with you for actually bringing that game up.
I love Arkanoid. Everybody knows that I love Arkanoid.
Yeah, I know you love Arkanoid. The shark loves Sharkanoid.
Sharkanoid.
And I have been playing video games for 30 years, and I can say without a shadow of a doubt that Arkanoid is the game where I am the worst. I am terrible at Arkanoid.
So you're no on Arkanoid just because you're bad at it? I mean, you want other people to enjoy themselves. No?
That's true. It's not about me. It's about the kids. You know?
So I think, but don't you think either Dr. Mario, Tetris, or Arkanoid, like one of those games would probably be on?
What we call like a puzzler. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
yeah.
You still think Tetris is the best one?
I think so, yeah.
All right, fine. Tetris. Let's see. A couple of other.
I think Tetris is a game for people who don't like video games.
Yeah, so that's sort of in the bubble bobble category where somebody will sit down and enjoy it.
If you put Tetris in front of your wife, what we've established is not a gamer.
Correct.
She's playing Tetris. She's like, I can do this.
Yeah, she would. She'd play Tetris.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on Adventure Island? The little guy with the little shorts on running through.
I remember. I remember really liking Adventure Island 2.
Oh, you know,
more than Adventure Island.
You might be right. Adventure Island.
When you're throwing the rock hammers, you're the little caveman guy?
Yes. Yeah, that might be the one. And then you fight those big guys at the end with all the different heads.
Yep.
Do we put that on there?
That's a maybe for me.
All right. So okay. Now,
I feel like that's in like the 40s, 50s for me. I think there's way more games that
we
could add to this list that are better.
What else do you got? I have a couple more on my list here to at least toss out there. Then we can round back to some of the maybes.
How about this one? Since we don't have any racers, RC Pro-Am.
Ooh, RC Pro-Am or like Rad Racer 2. Remember that one?
Yeah, yeah.
RC Pro-Am. They had
I like RC Pro-Am.
I think you're right. That's more of a classic.
Yeah.
All right, I'll put RC Pro-Am on there. Good call. Rad Racer wasn't bad, though, but...
No, Rad Racer's a good game.
RC Pro-Am, good call. We need one in that genre. Now, here's a game that I don't think a lot of people played, but you can log a lot of hours, maybe a little bit ahead of its time, too, as far as, you know, what you could do. Maniac Mansion.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that's kind of a sleeper. You're right.
Right, because I think it was a TV show that, like, I certainly didn't watch, and you can switch characters, you go in a house, like, there's not one way to do the game. Like... Everybody who plays Mario, like, we've all played the same levels, and we kind of go through it. It's great, but you go through it. Whereas Maniac Mansion, like, you're in the mansion. You can choose what room you go in. You have to look for stuff. You can, like, you pick up all this crap along the way. The house is filled with aliens, so you can't let them see you. Like, it was pretty sick game, so I'm going to put that on there.
Okay.
And so that is 24.
That's 24. Okay, so I'm up now?
Yep.
Let's see. I got my notes in front of me. I'm trying to find the one we haven't really talked about yet. Here's a good one. Where is, and this game, I know this is that you're going to get some questions here, but probably one of the most fun games I played on the NES system is DuckTales.
DuckTales.
I really like that game.
Dude, I think you're right. DuckTales was a game I don't think I owned, but a couple of my friends did, and that was always one that you're like, oh, you guys want to play DuckTales? Like, because I didn't have it, and it was like that game was pretty sweet because of it.
I think it was the same thing too for me. Like, I didn't own that game, but I remember it being really fun.
DuckTales.
You can pick what level you go to, so it was kind of like a Mega Man. It was made by Capcom, so it kind of had Mega Man elements, where you could go to like the moon, or you could go to like Transylvania. Like, you could pick the level you go to next. You know what I mean? And
yes,
it was a definite order where you had to do things.
Yeah, dude. All right, so DuckTales is in. So now we have five. There's five spots left. And as a reminder, we still have Castlevania 2 hanging out as a maybe, Ghosts and Goblins, Gradius. I think we came to a conclusion on Arkanoid, Dr. Mario, and the racing games. Same with the sports games. I think we have the sports games covered. I know some people might want classic Tecmo Bowl, but for me, like, once you start playing that, you're like, just give me the Bo Jackson one. So give me Super Tecmo Bowl.
Give me the Bo Jackson one.
Give me Bo Jackson. I personally, the only basketball game I would mention, because there was, you know, Magic Johnson's Fast Break. They actually came out with the Tecmo one right before everybody switched to Sega or Super Nintendo.
Uh-huh.
Arch Rivals is good. I don't know if it takes.
I feel like the arcade one was way better than the console one.
Yeah,
so I would leave that off.
I don't think it's a top 30 game. Like, don't get me wrong, I liked it, but I don't think it's.
No.
Here's another question. I have a few more games. I don't know. Is this bending it at all? Like, Track and Field with the trackpad?
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Duck Hunt isn't on the list for that very reason.
I was going to say Duck Hunt and no gun. Yet. So let's just say you have to do it with this, because otherwise Track and Field for me would be on there. Like, that is a blast, even now, to play.
Absolutely.
And Duck Hunt's a classic, but let's... So we're acknowledging those games, but we're just not going to include them.
Yeah, because you need extra materials for that. You can't play those with a controller. So.
Correct.
Yeah.
What about...
So you were saying basketball. What about Double Dribble?
I didn't like it. I really didn't.
No?
No. I mean, I think I owned it, but I just remember being like, it was kind of... It wasn't like a smooth... I mean, not that any of the Nintendo games were super smooth when it came to sports, but basketball, I think they had the hardest time translating then. Like, because there was a hockey game or two that we already went over, a baseball game or two, and football, but like, basketball, I think they had a hard time with it.
All right, let's leave basketball off the list then.
Do you put Paperboy on there?
I do not.
See, I'm with you, and I think it's one of the 30 most popular games, so I was kind of surprised to see that it wasn't on this. But it's also one that you play it for 5 minutes, and then you're like, all right, I don't need to play this for another 5 years.
Yeah, I'm done. And the thing is, too, is like, I really enjoyed that with the in the arcade with the bike handlebars.
Yeah. Much better. Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's much better. Circling back to one of your favorite games that is missing from this list, Rich, is Bionic Commando.
Bionic Commando?
Yeah.
Was that one of my favorite games?
I thought it was, wasn't it?
You're
a big Bionic Commando guy?
I don't think so.
Oh. In the other podcast I'm on then.
Must be. I'll put that on there.
I feel like Capcom is getting the shaft here. Like, their best games are like not represented in this top 30 that Nintendo put out. Again, maybe it's something having to do with licensing or whatever, but
yeah. All right, so we're putting Bionic Commando on. What about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I would put that on there.
Like the arcade one?
That was a great game. No, the original one.
Which one? Oh yeah. It was kind of like I think I'm thinking of the arcade one. So what was that one called? Just Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
That was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game.
Oh, so the arcade game was 2? I'm all tied up. All right, let's put them on there though. Let's put Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant. What about your favorite Battletoads?
If anyone is into like just punishing themselves,
yeah, I think some of our listeners are.
By all means, put Battletoads on there. That game is impossible to play without an emulator, without some tool-assisted emulator.
No.
If you say that, I dare you. any of the dozens of people listening to this right now, if you can show me a video,
a couple more,
or do it live, we can go on Twitch and you do it live with me watching of you beating Battletoads, I would love to see it.
Yeah, you're not gonna.
Because that fucking game is impossible.
Oh, it is. It comes out every year, like Deadspin, or you know, somebody comes out with a list of like most impossible video games, like throughout the years. Yep. And that's always on there.
Do it live. I'm challenging any of our listeners right now to friend me on Twitch, and I want to see you do it live. I bet you can't do it.
It's R Von D on the Twitch. I don't think you're going to get anybody challenging that.
I don't think Rich has ever seen me as angry as when I was playing Battletoads.
No, that was
stomping around the room.
That was the tops. That was when you were the most.
I don't think that rat going down the thing.
Yeah,
I don't think you can beat him.
No, you can't beat the rat. They put that in there for some reason where that's just where the game ends. The rat's too fast. Because I think even if you ran,
I couldn't do it.
If you ran the course perfectly, which is nearly impossible, even if you did that, I still think the rat passes you.
He does, and I can honestly say that Battletoads is the game that beat me.
Oh yeah, I'm surprised that you continued.
That game beat me. I was like, I'm done. Okay, we're done here.
Yeah, that was a beatdown. All right. We also have, would you put any other Mega Mans on? I feel like that's probably, like for me, it's just Mega Man 2. But I know when the list first came out, I was tweeting a bunch of different games that I liked. And some people said that's not even the best Mega Man, which I completely disagree with. But
I wholeheartedly disagree with you.
Yeah. So probably not.
I think Mega Man 2, and I would say this about this, I think Mega Man 2 was it was like the sweet spot, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I feel like
yes.
A lot of the other ones were trying to do more, but again, I mean, I'm going to draw this parallel, you know, what's better? 12 would, I feel like 8 episodes of Stranger Things was perfect because it was just like,
yeah,
I feel like Mega Man 2 was like 8 perfect levels.
Yeah. Oh, it was awesome.
Like 12. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. It's one of my favorite games of all time. So I'm with you
and
on that.
It was hard. It was rewarding. You felt like you figured stuff out. I mean, I think Mega Man 2 was better than any of the other ones that did more stuff.
So we have 3 spots left.
Okay.
I wonder if we go back. Have a change of heart now that we have all these out there on Castlevania 2?
I'm going to say Castlevania 2, and remember, I think I talked about this when we talked about the Nintendo games earlier.
Yeah.
That Castlevania 2, remember there were parts of it that you could only beat if you had a Nintendo Power subscription?
See,
like
maybe...
You didn't know what to do?
See, I think I must be mixing the two up, because I didn't think that was the case. Now, I remember when I was little, I don't think I ever beat Castlevania 2, but I think I got pretty far, and I definitely didn't have Nintendo Power.
Okay, so what happens is you get to like Dracula's castle.
Okay.
And you're walking along the floor, and you can YouTube this or whatever. There's like parts of the floor that looks like it's a solid floor, but you just fall.
Okay.
And you had to look in Nintendo Power and see where the blocks were that were missing.
All right. Yep.
And then remember there was that part where you had to like go and like crouch next to a wall for 5 seconds, and then the whirlwind would like take you away?
Yes. Yes. I do remember that.
And you found out about that from a kid in the neighborhood who happened to have a Nintendo Power thing, because nobody knew that. There was just this part of this world that was just a wall. And you would get there as a kid and be like, what am I doing?
Did it,
you know what I mean?
Did it tell you in the game about Nintendo Power?
Nope.
No.
No.
Okay.
That was the thing, like, before, you know.
But how about this?
Internet.
Now that we do have internet, would you include it in the game? Because you can easily look up how you have to beat it. You really don't want Simon's Quest in there, do you?
No, I don't want Simon's Quest. I think the original Castlevania is plenty.
All right.
And I think other than Mario Brothers, I think you do one of a franchise. Mario Brothers, you have to put 3. You have to put.
I think you have
Super
to put
Mario.
2. I think you have to put all 3.
You have to put. Okay, you have to put Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, and 3.
Yep, and they're all in there.
The original Mario Brothers.
Dude, we might have room for both Ice Hockey and Blades of Steel.
No.
No.
No, one hockey game.
All right, we have one hockey game. We have one football game. We could not agree on one baseball game, so we have 1 and 1A.
Yeah.
We have a racing game. We have a lot of side-scrollers. We have...
A lot of side-scrollers.
We have a puzzle game.
Mm-hmm.
We have... We have a lot going on, but we have three more spots. And so the maybes from the mini NES besides Simon Quest were Ghosts and Goblins and Gradius. But I'm not familiar with either one of those enough. Do you want to pick one of those, or what do you want to do?
Take them both out. I've changed my mind on them.
Good. They're out, because I want to be more familiar with my games here.
Yeah.
So, all right. We got to fill this puppy out. We got three more spots.
Okay. Let's see.
You want to go back to it? What about Adventure Island? Maybe Adventure Island's moving back up.
How about this? Did you ever play Russian Attack?
Yes.
That game was awesome.
You want to put Russian Attack in there?
I like that game. But no, that might not make it. So now that I have three left and the pressure is on.
Yeah, you know what seriously. I
mean? Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's see. Going on my list. Let's see. How about Spy Hunter?
Spy Hunter?
Remember Spy Hunter?
Yes. All right. How about
That's
this? Here is the 100 best games according to IGN. A Boy and His Blob, Adventure Island 3, Adventures of Lolo 3, Baseball Stars,
Lolo,
Batman the Video Game, Battletoads, blah, 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 Bionic Commando, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Oh, my God.
Man, a lot of these are not very good. Let's see.
Oh, my God. Know what we're forgetting?
What's that?
Metal Gear.
Yep. All right, let's put Metal Gear on there.
We got to put Metal Gear on there.
All right, Metal Gear. Let me get my list back up here. Sorry, listeners. I know this is taking a turn, and I'm not going to edit this, so this is just us reading the internet, but it's important that we get these 30 games.
No, Metal Gear is on my handwritten list in front of me, and I don't know how I
made it. You just forgot it. No, that's on there.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think we talked about most of these damn games. The Goonies 2.
That was a good game.
Was it, though? Yeah.
Oh, another one on my list that's kind of obscure, but I really liked as a kid was Blaster Master. Did you ever play that game?
Blaster Master? Did I play Blaster Master?
Remember you had the car that had the gun on it and you can get out?
Oh, yeah. Blaster Master.
Ah. That game was good.
Should I put it on? I'll put it on there.
I put it on there. That was one of my favorites.
All right, we have one final spot. We got to make it count. We have one final spot, and again, as a reminder, no track and field with the trackpad, no Duck Hunt because of the gun.
Yeah, we can't have any peripherals, no extras.
Or they would both be in it. Yeah. We have... I'm telling you, you might want to bend your rules about two hockey games.
No, like I said, there's one of...
All right, yeah, you're right.
One of franchise.
What game is this? No. Man, I know there's going to be one, too, that I'm going to just be kicking myself, and we're going to get like a bunch
of
emails.
You know what? There's going to be one person who listens and is like, you know what I mean?
Hopefully there's more than one person that listens.
Oh, how about this?
Yeah.
How about, remember Super Dodgeball? That was basically like, like volleyball, but it was that was a good game.
That was fine. I don't know if that was better than like TNC Surf Company.
That game was awesome, but I think the surfing's too hard.
The surfing was hard as shit. You're right. There's just no getting around that.
Yeah.
Man, we have really. I thought it was gonna be really hard to come up with 30.
No, it sneaks up on you. Where you're like, this was harder than I thought. Did we get Double Dragon in there? Double Dragon 2 is already on the list.
We left 2 in.
Yeah, okay.
That's it. 2 is all we need.
Let's see. RC Pro-Am, I got Marble Madness.
What's Marble Madness?
Remember you had the Marble Madness. You never played Marble Madness?
No.
That was on my list.
Let's see. Here's the best 50 according to Digital Trends.
Let's just read what they have.
Come on, you bastard. Is it a scroller?
1943. 1943. Remember that game?
Yeah,
the airplane.
With the plane flying around?
Yeah.
No, we're not putting that game on. We've come this far. This son of a bitch is a scroller. I kind of like Adventure Island, too.
What about Mario Golf? That made my honorable mention.
I don't remember Mario Golf for the original Nintendo?
Yeah.
No. Dragon Quest II.
Never played it.
What about... son of a bitch.
Rygar. That was a good game.
Rygar. Do you want to put...
We got one more, right?
We have one... I know, that's why I want to make it count. We have one final spot. You still don't want any of the Donkey Kongs.
Let's put... I think Donkey Kong itself is one of the best games ever made. But again, I feel like that's not a Nintendo game. You know what I mean? That's a straight arcade game.
Yeah.
Like, if I wanted to go play Donkey Kong, I'd play it at FunSpot. I wouldn't sit and play it on a Nintendo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm just waiting for
a
game.
Can we put Link back in? Can we put Zelda 2 back in? Adventures of Link? That was a decent enough game.
Wait, where's my list? Oh, yeah, should we put Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link? Yeah, we should.
It seems like such an anti-climax, but, like, we took it out, and I think it's good enough.
I think you're right. I think enough people would... it'd be worth having it in there. Like, people would play that one. And there... I was never a Zelda guy, but, you know, but I think that's... all right, there we go. Here's our list. Our 30 games, courtesy of hashtag Dork, the best 30 Nintendo games, the 30 most essential Nintendo games... according to hashtag Dork, Bubble Bobble, Castlevania, Double Dragon 2, Excitebike, Final Fantasy, Kid Icarus, Kirby's Adventure, Mega Man 2, Metroid, Ninja Gaiden, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, Contra, Mario Brothers 1, 2, and 3, Tecmo Super Bowl, Legend of Zelda, Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link, Ice Hockey, Jaws, Kung Fu, either Little League Baseball or Bases Loaded, depending on which deluxe edition you get.
Where you land on that.
Whether you get the RVD edition or the Keef edition. Tetris, RC Pro-Am, Maniac Mansion, DuckTales, Bionic Commando, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Metal Gear, and Blaster Master. I think we did it.
I mean, those are games I want to play, and those have some staying power, too.
I think we absolutely just hit that out of the park. Sorry for the lull in the action there, folks, but we had to do it.
I don't think there's an easy game on that list.
No.
Warp's not included. I think if you can beat Mario Brothers with Warp. If you don't, that's just a hard... those games are brutal.
Oh, yeah. So that was very good. Job well done. Now, we were going to include Sega, because the Sega's doing the same thing, and they're releasing their... they have like 60 games or whatever in it.
And it's a handheld, right?
Yeah, it's handheld. Well, I think you can do both, but it's that thing looks pretty badass. To me, it's really just like Sonic 2, all the Mortal Kombats, Eternal Champions, NHL Hockey, or NHL 94 and 5.
Yep.
That's pretty much all the essentials for me. I mean, it's not as...
Golden Axe.
Yep. It's not as intensive as Nintendo is, that's for sure.
What about Altered Beast?
Yeah, throw that on there. Sure.
Yeah.
Any other final thoughts here?
This is kind of a cool thing that Nintendo and Sega are both doing. Because I tell them all the time, as you know, I work with high school kids and stuff. And, you know, one of the things I tell them is that, you know, video games are mine. You know what I mean? That this is something that I've been doing my whole life, and that they basically have it easy. When you die, you come back. And there's saves and stuff like that. And I feel like now they get the idea of, like, no, you can't save this.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
You got to know what it's like to grind one of these things out at a slumber party and be like, you know, we're doing this. And we're going to take turns. We're going to switch levels. You know, because you got to find the kid you're confident with in his game skills.
Oh, 100%. You know what I mean? Oh, it's very important.
And you got to learn how to grind this stuff up.
Yeah.
So now we're teaching these kids something. You know what I mean?
It's huge. It's absolutely huge. All right, let's put a pin in that, and in our final few minutes, let's just rip through a couple of things here quickly. Now, this one, we don't need to spend a ton of time. I'm trying to reintroduce the email of the episode to sort of continue to let people to email in, and we'll get to them. So this is one.
Sure.
This is one from Jonathan, and he was asking, you know, we do our Infinity Stone scale for movies, right? And I think Suicide Squad, I gave a 4 out of 6. And so Jonathan was saying, could you give us an example of sort of 1 through 6? Like, what would be each sort of spot as it relates to comic book movies? So I think it's a great question. I would say, like, for me and Dave, it's a little bit different. We're not going to have the exact same ones, but, like, Guardians of the Galaxy or Avengers 1, that would be a 6 out of 6, right?
Yes.
What would you say is, like, a 5 out of 6? Maybe, like, Deadpool?
A 5 out of 6 would be, like, The Dark Knight Rises. Like, I feel like that was a 5 out of 6 for me.
Okay. I mean, mine, I would probably put that a little bit lower, but... Because a 5 is still, like, really good. I don't think it was as good, Dark Knight Rises. Like, I was looking back to when we did our Dork Madness. Remember when we ranked all the
yeah,
movies?
Yeah,
one?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, a number one seed is, like, a 6 out of 6.
All right. How about, like the first Iron Man, like a 5 out of 6?
Yeah. That could be. Or even, I mean, that might even be a 6. Again, we're not gonna agree on all of it. Now,
I can agree on all of it.
What would like a 1? A 1 would be like the new Fantastic Four, or that might even be a 0.
Or like, yeah, or like Catwoman.
Yeah, right. Like, that's an example of that. Like, to me, like, Green Lantern would probably be like a 2.
Yeah.
A 3 would be. I think I even gave Batman v Superman a 3, so that might be a 3.
That would be like a 3 for me.
And then a 4, besides Suicide Squad, might be like X-Men Apocalypse. That was probably a 4.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's roughly what it is. So that's a good question.
How about 5? 5 is like Days of Future Past. I would give that a 5.
Yeah, okay. I like that one a lot, but that's probably makes sense.
The Amazing Spider-Man 1, I would give that a 3.
Yes. Amazing Spider-Man 2, I would probably give a 2 or maybe a 1.
Exactly.
That was a dump.
A 2.
Boom. Email of the episode.
Spider-Man 3 with Sam Raimi, that would be a 2 or a 3.
2.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.